Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%. APR, 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, Mikio. Geopolitical tensions are rising across the world, especially with the North Korean situation and also dysfunction in the US with the Trump administration. What's your trading strategy amid all these uncertainties?
Well, we are investors, not so much traders, so we allocate broadly to diversified assets. Therefore, we may be less sensitive to such events. And actually, we just recently, in the past few days, discussed the situation and thought that the market may be up for a normal correction within normal bounds. That what our technical readings and interpretations suggested, and we decided to stay the course, which includes an overweight in equities.
Now, given the overweight in equities, which specific areas or markets are you looking at?
Well, that's not because of North Korea, of course, but for the past several months and quarters, we've had a preference for the, let's put it that way, we shifted out of the U.S. towards all other markets. We have a slight preference for Europe and Japan for valuation and earnings growth reasons, but we are also overweight in Asia and in the emerging markets. The market that is least overweight is actually the United States.
Now, you're optimistic on Japan. Given the geopolitical risk associated with its proximity to North Korea, are you discounting that in any sort of way?
Well, we are geopolitical risks in the short term, or political events, non-markets events in the short-term time horizons, we think are difficult to, or basically impossible to predict. What we do is we put in geopolitical risks or external risks into our portfolios, into our portfolio design when we conduct strategic asset allocation, which is something that we look forward to, 3 to 5 years. And there we have considered the possibilities of such things, such wars and such. This is precisely in order to be able to avoid changing big things in the portfolio when things such as what we see now in North Korea happen, so we can relax and rely on our strategic allocation. So our strategic allocation, just to conclude, therefore includes a high degree of alternative assets and real assets, and we're quite happy with that. Because of recent headlines, we're not going to change much.
Given your strategic allocation into alternative and real assets, are you overweight on any particular asset class?
Well, our strategic allocation is our own, so it's kind of hard to define what's neutral and what's over and what's underweight. But I would say, in a very broad sense, a typical global portfolio that we recommend would consist of up to half of alternative assets, including private equity, which we consider an alternative asset. So I would say that's pretty high compared to most portfolios that most investors have.
Now, how much have Japan's fiscal and monetary policies affected Asian markets as a whole?
Well, I think it's, in very general terms, you've seen the most recent GDP numbers out of Japan. It's growing in real annualized terms by about 4%. It's been growing above potential for 6 quarters now. 4% for Japan is the equivalent of 10% for the U.S. That's extremely significant. And generally, even though it could be even better, Abenomics has been working most of the past 5 years as it should. Japan being still being a fairly large economy, I think it has contributed positively. But Japan is also a very closed economy. It's the least export-dependent economy in the world after the United States. It has, of course, a larger slightly a larger degree of imports, so that's good. But I don't think it has had a huge impact on Asia, with perhaps exceptions such as Taiwan. But whatever impact it was a positive one.
Given Prime Minister Shintaro Abe's issues domestically, is that going to affect this positive Japanese growth story moving forward?
My personal view is yes. I think it will. I mean, if Mr. Abe were to resign prematurely and because of the low ratings, I think the risk is that Abenomics, to a very high degree, depends on stable leadership and also on committed leadership in a certain direction. Of course, it doesn't have to be Mr. Abe himself. It could be any other person that is committed to a similar set of reflationary and reform policies. I just don't see anyone else at this moment in the, at least, well, in the ruling party and in any other party that has a similarly committed and conceptually complete commitment to economic policy as Mr. Abe. So I would say, yes, there is a risk that it falters if Abe goes.
Looking ahead to the Fed Reserve's annual symposium in Jackson Hole, in your eyes, does ECB President Mario Draghi threaten to steal the limelight next week, or will you be focusing more on Janet Yellen?
Good question. I think probably the markets would be more interested in what Draghi has to say, simply because I think we are more confident, or the market is more confident in general with, you know, the degree of surprises that came out, can come out from the Fed. I think the market is relatively sure what the Fed will do over the next, 6-12 months. So I would say Draghi is probably more interesting.
Thank you very much, Mikio. That was Mikio Kumada, global strategist, LGT Capital Partners, Hong Kong.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%. APR, 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.